Well, it's time to talk all things technology with Australia's leading technology writer. After another one of his whirlwind trips around the world, he's back in the country. Steve Fenech, good to have you back, mate.
It's good to be back, mate. How are you going?
I'm very, very well, mate. And exciting news, and particularly for people like me and you who are Star Wars fans. And I got to say, well, I probably shouldn't be excited because I've signed up to way too many streaming services, but there is a new one about to hit the deck very soon in Australia.
That's right, yeah, Disney Plus. They've been talking about it for a while. This is their own streaming service from the Walt Disney Company. It's going to kick off in Australia on November the 19th, and it's going to be priced at $8.99 a month, so in line with existing service, actually a little bit cheaper than Stan and Netflix. And you're going to be able to see all your favourites here from not only Disney content, Pixar, but also Marvel films, Star Wars, of course. Disney owns Lucasfilm now. And they've also just, remember, they've just acquired 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
So there is going to be a lot of content coming over from there as well, including The Simpsons, Titanic, the X-Men films, Avatar and its sequels, and a lot of original content as well, original Star Wars content too. The Mandalorian is a series that's been shot for this specific service. And I think the latest season of Clone Wars, I think they're up to season 7, is going to be shown exclusively on there, as well as other new superhero series as well that are exciting production schedule ahead of them.
Just, you wonder when we're going to have time to watch any free-to-air television soon, because I've lost count of how many streaming services I've signed up to now. I've got Netflix and Stan and Amazon Prime and the Channel 10 one, or the CBS one, yeah. Really, which is a terribly clunky app, but it's got some great content on it. SBS have got theirs, and now Disney. The free-to-air channels are really going to have to lift their game, aren't they?
Are they ever? Yeah, you're right. And we make our decisions based on the content that they offer. We don't just sign up just for the sake of it. There's programs on Prime and all those other services you mentioned, Netflix, Stan, now Disney Plus, that you like. I'll be signing up for this as soon as I can because it'll have all that Star Wars content on there. Mm. And $8.99 a month, it's affordable. And being at that price, you can afford to have two or three or even four services going at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we wait for that November 1st. Dyson, look, everybody dreams of having a Dyson product in their home. Tell us about the latest one.
Yeah, this is an air purifier. It's that's a very popular line of products they have now. So they combine their air filtration with the cooling technology. So as you know, their air multiplier technology, they can move air around very, very cleverly, Dyson. Well, the latest product is called Pure Cool Me. So it's a personalized version of the purifier. So it's designed to sit on a desk or on a bedside table, and then the top dome of the device, you can actually then direct a column of air towards yourself. So What happens, the air comes up, hits both sides of this dome surface, and then the two streams converge into one. And you can easily then manipulate how the direction of that stream. So if it's on the desk, for example, you can direct it so you're getting cool air or cool purified air blown in your direction.
Wow, okay. All right. As with all Dyson products, it'd be fairly high quality, you'd imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. It's $499. It's going to be out September 6th, but it's got, if anyone who suffers from allergies and allergies to pollen and things like that, you'll be surprised how many indoor pollutants there are. Everything from fumes that the furniture gives off, scented candles, perfumes, cooking smells, pets, plants. There's all these is indoor pollution, and having a product like this can help get rid of all of that, 99.95% of it, as a matter of fact, and help increase your well-being.
I like the sound of that. Mate, a couple of weeks ago, you were in New York City for the launch of the Galaxy Note 10, Samsung's latest device. It's out this week in Australia, and it's already broken some pre-sales records.
That's right, yeah. We found out today Samsung had their launch in Sydney, and they said that this has broken like double-digit increase over the previous models' pre-orders. So that's pretty good news. But they've also said that most people are ordering the 5G variant too of the Note 10 Plus. So that's obviously customers who want to future-proof their purchase. They want to have this device for a long time. And also the color is interesting, the color choice, the Aura Glow color, which is kind of that mirror-like, really colorful, light-reflecting finish over the black as well. So we're over having just boring black devices, the colour and the Aura Glow has also been more popular.
I like the sound of it. And that's out this week. Now, Steve, I love gadgets and home automation and the like. Tell us about this new robot.
Well, this is you've heard of robots to clean your floors and your carpets. Well, yep. That's a horizontal move, let's just say. They're going to take that experience vertical for your windows. It's the WinBot X from Ecovacs. They also make robot vacuums, and they've put all that technology into a window cleaning robot that uses suction to stick to the window. There's also a safety tether in case something goes wrong and it won't crash to the ground. It'll hold its weight. But it's a great way, just like you would deploy a robot to clean your carpets, you can now deploy a robot to clean your windows. And it does a really good job, detects the edge of the window frame. It sort of bounces off the edges and creates a cleaning path as well, just like it would on your carpets. Really easy to use, just a few sprays on the cleaning cloth. There's some wiper blades on the bottom, so you can let the window cleaning happen while you're getting on with other things.
I like the sound of that, mate. What's it worth?
$699, so it's affordable, and I think if you've got a lot of windows, and you've got to remember too, it can clean all kinds of glass, whether it's a shower screen or a balcony or a pool fence, so anything with glass that you want cleaning, including your windows, of course, this can be put to work and set it and forget it, and it can get all those windows clean.
I like the sound of it. Steve, always fun talking to you, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Steve Fenwick from techguide.com.au, back with us next week on Australia by Night.